record before I forget. Good to go.
All right. Good evening, everybody. I would like to call to order the April 20th, 2021 regular session of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting tonight at 6 p.m. Mr. Leal, may I please have the roll call?
Absolutely. Vice Chair Coyle.
Here.
Board Member Landau.
Well, she was here.
I see her.
There she is.
I'm here, sorry.
All right, thank you. Board Member Odell.
Here.
Board Member Saleta.
Here.
Board Member Temple. She's here.
She's here. Gary, unmute yourself.
Gary, I'm
here. I'm here.
Thanks, Gary. Board Member Wood.
I am here.
Thank you. And Chair Clark.
Present. Thank you, Mr. Leal. All right, moving on. I will now open call to audience. During call to audience, you may address the board on any issue you wish. However, it will not be up for discussion. Pursuant to the Arizona open meeting laws, individual members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask for the matter to be placed on the future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the board may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call to audience. At this time, anyone who is participating through video link may raise their hand, or those dialing on the phone, please dial *9. Mr. Leal, have we received any requests to speak?
Nothing in advance, so let's give it a second, see if anybody raises their hand in the audience.
All right, I'll just give it a minute here. Oh, look, I can raise my hand now. Wow, great. All right. Mr. Don McGann, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Please state your name and if you're a town resident, and you'll be unmuted for 3 minutes.
Don, I hit unmute there. Are you able to see something? There you go.
There we go.
Yes, my name is Don McGann, and I'm a resident of the town of Oro Valley.
All right, the floor is yours, Mr. McGann. You have 3 minutes.
Great, thank you. As indicated, I'm a 40-year resident of the town of Oro Valley. I'm here representing the Oro Valley Sports Alliance tonight. Our organization represents about a dozen Oro Valley-based sports organizations serving youth, adult, and senior programs, and hundreds of Oro Valley families. So if you haven't seen us at your meetings on a regular basis, we're the folks that are out in the parks running the programs that are important and indeed essential to our community. I'd like to preface my remarks related to the master plan by thanking the Parks Department for keeping the parks open over the past year. It certainly has been to the benefit of our member organizations and to literally thousands of kids and adults. So on behalf of the Sports Alliance, thank you. With regard to the draft master plan, I have three brief comments. As you know, our organization has been critical of many of the interim reports and documents that have been published during the planning process. We found a number of concerns, some of which...
One moment, please. This is the attorney. This is the matter that's actually on tonight's agenda, is it not, sir?
It is.
Yeah. You probably have to hold your comments until we actually hit the item. You can't speak a call to the audience on a matter that's actually on the agenda.
Okay.
We will open the for discussion to the audience after we start discussing this.
Perfect.
All right. Anybody else wishing to make any comments?
Clark, I do not see any hands raised at this time.
All right, seeing none. Let's see. Oop, there's my spot there. So I'm going to go ahead and close the call to audience and move on. Mr. Leal, please read the next agenda item.
Yes, next. Am I unmuted? Yes, okay. Next on the agenda is council liaison comments.
All right, Council Member Joyce Jones-Ivy, do you have anything to report?
I do. It's good to be with all of you all this this afternoon. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. As you know, we have a new magistrate, Judge Hazel. It would be nice if all of you could get over to the magistrate's office and give him a welcome. We said goodbye to Judge Dunscombe. We recognized him for his 22 years of service and his commitment to our community. Also, we've got some recognitions. Our own chief, Kara Riley, was recognized as the best of Northwest by Tucson Local Media. And we had one of our officers who was given an accommodation. That was Sergeant Andy Lopez for rescuing Hispanic National and getting him to border control so that he could receive first aid. As you know, April is road preservation, and I know that you're gonna, if you haven't, you will be running into it. And so this month, please expect some minor delays in traffic flow. Also, I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow evening to our council meeting. The main topic for tomorrow night is going to be the annexation of Westward Look, but we're also going to be talking about the half-cent sales tax and amending that ordinance so that we can get some of those funds dedicated to parks and recreation. So that's the end of my report.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Member Joyce Jones Ivy. There we go. All right. Very good. May I have the next agenda item, Mr. Liao?
Yep, absolutely. Next on the agenda is regular session agenda. Regular session agenda item number one is review and approval of the January 19th, 2021 regular session, February 9th, and March 23rd, 2021 study session meeting minutes.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have any discussion on the meeting minutes, council members? All right, hearing none, I move to approve the January 19th, 2021 regular session, February 9th, and March 23rd study session meeting minutes. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you very much, Mr. Saleta. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Chair Clark, I passed the roll call.
That's all right. I liked it. I couldn't keep track of all the ayes, though, so let's do a roll call if you don't mind.
All right, that's just fine. May I have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Coyle?
Aye.
Board Member Landau?
Aye.
Board Member Odell?
Aye.
Board Member Saleta?
Aye.
Board Member Temple?
Aye.
Board Member Wood?
Aye.
And Chair Clark?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. May I have the next agenda item, please?
Yes. Next on the agenda is regular session agenda item number two. It's discussion and possible action to recommend approval of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan to the Oro Valley Town Council.
Very good. Now, I will be allowing public comment on this agenda item. So after the presentation and board discussion, Ms. Diaz-Trahan, would you like to introduce the agenda item?
Christy, you're muted.
Thank you, Chair Clark. Thank you all. Good evening, everyone. The Parks and Recreation Master Plan was a priority for our town council and was included in their fiscal year 1920 and 2021 strategic leadership plan. The council believed our community needed a well thought out and strategically planned roadmap for the future of parks and recreation policy and funding decisions. This journey kicked off in September of 2019 with a request for proposal. We had five submittals and then ultimately selected Pros Consulting. We got going late in 2019 and early 2020 and kicked off internal meetings with staff to include members of the police department and the chief of police, representatives from public works and water utility and communications and administration, information technology, the town clerk's office, and of course, representatives from the park and recreation team. Next, we met with user group and stakeholders that include representation from SACA, from the Ore Valley Sports Alliance, from the Ore Valley Historical Society, the Youth Advisory Council, Amphi School District, and the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bike Group, among others. Then in our February 2020 meeting, if you can remember, we laid out multiple locations for our CRAB members to table at a variety of places so that way you could gather additional information with the dot on a board strategy. We were able to get a couple weeks in, but mid-March, our entire world shut down. So we had to pivot. We quickly adjusted to an online platform. A dedicated web page was developed to collect feedback and give feedback. We had department weekly e-blasts go out. Newspaper ads were placed. A statistically valid survey was mailed, and one was modified and put online. And it was the results were thousands of comments that would become the foundation of this plan. There was strong emphasis on trail systems, identifying gaps in the connection to parks and schools and shopping and surrounding systems. Parks as gathering spaces for events, for economic development, and places for our community to make connections. Identifying programs for community events, for youth and for seniors. The plan was coming together and concept designs were developed for James D. Cree Park, Riverfront Park, Naranja Park, Steam Pump Ranch, and the Community Center. The concept plans were posted to the town's webpage in mid-November through mid-December of 2020. We refined these plans based on the feedback we received, and then we developed a connectivity for the shared use pass. Cumulatively, between life cycle replacement, basically taking care of what we own, the improved shared use system, and the updated concept plan, an aspirational plan came together. The grand aspirational totals upwards of $62 million. Like most plans, aspirational is often fiscally unattainable, but it's necessary because you never know when opportunities are going to present themselves. From there, we proposed priority list that was developed and generated and supported by the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and Council. The list includes maintaining existing infrastructure that was strongly supported by our community. It includes the parking lot and tennis courts at the community center, ensuring the highly desirable aquatic center is maintained and relevant. Restoration of historically significant buildings at Steam Pump Ranch. Expanding the trail system by focusing on connecting our paths to each other, focus on destination to schools and parks, and philosophically of an approach to connected to other trail systems. The community center focus was to open the top floor so that way more recreation space could be used for senior programs and youth programs, and moving the restaurant operations downstairs so it's adjacent to the golf course. At Naranja Park, the phase one plan includes doubling the number of multi-sport fields, adding a new community splash pad, opening park access from Tangerine Road, and adding restrooms and parking lots. A priority list checks a lot of the boxes Ore Valley residents voiced as strongly supporting. Tonight is a milestone for you as a board, for the Parks and Recreation Department, but most importantly for the residents of our community. A recommended approval of this document will send it to the town council for their final blessings. We all worked very hard over the past 18 months, and for that, I want to thank you, I want to thank my staff, and I want to thank all of the Ore Valley residents that contributed. We should all be proud of the work that has been done. And so now I would like to turn this over to our consultant, Mike Spetz, who will guide us through a PowerPoint presentation, and then we will open it up for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Clark. Thank you, Vice Chair Coyle. Thank you, Christy, and all members of the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. I don't know if I have anything else to say. Christy seemed to cover all the highlights. But that said, I will run you through a very quick presentation that very much mirrors the executive summary. I will not get into extensive detail, but just kind of kick off the highlights associated with that executive summary and kind of some of the milestones associated with the project. So hopefully you all can see that. And as always, if my microphone cuts out, just yell at me and I will restart that. So again, what we want to try and cover very quickly are kind of some of the key highlights. I will not read all of this to you, but just dive into the presentation. So demographics is a key. Understanding who your community is, and it, more importantly, when we're talking about a 10-year planning horizon for our project, we want to know where your demographics are going. So, this is, based on estimates that were derived in 2019, 2020, and in essence, your community will grow, probably at the rate of about 1%. Again, growth is a projection. Unfortunately, we will not have any real census information from 2020 until September. So, of course, any sort of amendments to the plan can be made at that time. However, this is kind of the latest and greatest that we have. And so, you're going to grow at about 1%, and the U.S. average annual growth rate is about 0.8%. So you're not going to grow super fast. You're not going to grow super slow. You will grow, in accordance with pretty much the rest of the country. Another key component of understanding your demographics, and this is a, one of the significant takeaways of the project and where the department will focus their efforts. Not to say that you're going to not serve everybody, but obviously you are a community that is aging and aging in place. And so what you see here is basically almost 50% of your population today is 55 and older. And that number will, approach 60% in the next 10 to 15 years. And I mentioned aging in place, and I think that's really important to recognize is that, you see that very, very, very top blue bar. 14.7% of your community is that super senior, and that will grow by almost 5% over the next 15 years, and so that really is an indication that you are going to kind of continue to age in place, and your community will, though it will grow, it's certainly going to be attractive to the senior population, 55 and older, or 65 to 74, or even 75 plus. Why this is important, it's a recognition that as your community ages, recreational preferences are very much dictated by age. And I also think it's age as well as life mode is really, I think an important thing to understand, because when you're young and you have kids, a lot of your recreational activities have a tendency to revolve around them. And as you get older, you become empty nesters or even grandparents, you do have that opportunity to shift your preferences. And so I think it's exceptionally important from 55 and older perspective is not to lump everybody that's 55 and older into one category. It's why we show the three different age segments here. And you can even go so far as to break this down further into five-year segments. Again, just an important distinction of your community that makes you exceptionally different and unique to the rest of the country. Not every place in the rest of the country. However, the average U.S. population 55 and older by point of comparison is about 30%. So, next set of information, that we want to go through is just, again, touching on the community input and the prioritized needs. And so this was a lot of the information that derived from the conversations that Christy mentioned that we had early on. And these really held true throughout the entire plan. There is a lot of strong advocacy and appreciation for the system. I think it's important to recognize that the community engagement associated with this project was extensive. And I don't mean that necessarily in terms of the methods, but though those were robust, I do think, though, it's important to recognize, as Christy did, that Oro Valley residents' voice has been reflected and heard in this plan. Can we hear everybody and reflect everybody's voice? No, simply because we don't have the resources necessary to support every last potential opportunity and interest. However, I think it is important that the advocacy and appreciation for the system was shown significantly time and time and time again throughout this project. Was there any opportunities for economic development through park development? The tennis courts, the pickleball courts, the golf course, the aquatic center were routinely identified as opportunities, though maybe not on a global scale, but a way to bring tourism that's directly tied to the park system to town, whether that be in golf tournaments or outings, or whether that be in tennis tournaments or leagues, pickleball. The Aquatic Center is well known for being an exceptional competitive facility that draws from outside of the outside of Oro Valley. So this is not to say that we're thinking about big scale projects such as large sports complexes, but it's really about utilizing the robust elements that you have in your system that allow for you the opportunity to tap in outside of just Oro Valley residents. Investing in the existing park system, this is a theme that I think absolutely has held true all the way through implementation of this plan. You have an exceptional park system. For a community of your size, whether it be open space to your shared use path system, to soft surface trails, to aquatics, to a community center, golf, tennis, pickleball, and so many other elements. And I think that always comes with a cost. And the cost isn't just tied to the developing of those systems or those facilities or those parks, or the elements within the parks. But it's incumbent upon the town to recognize that there are costs, short, mid, and long-term costs to having such a robust system with so much, shall we say, assets, built assets and infrastructure. In order to achieve generational experiential equity, it's going to be incumbent that number one strategy going forward, at least for the next 10 years, is going to be about investing in your existing system. Open space preservation, though that I think was very much tied to Rancho Vistoso, and we recognize that that is at this point still a conversation that's separate from the master plan. It is important to recognize that your community desires and has a strong need for open space. And whether this is view sheds, whether it's quality of life, whether it's anything in between, this is a need, this is a desire, this is a community value that your residents hold true to their hearts. Trails. I think that came out loud and clear to the point that, as has been mentioned previously, we moved, scope around within the phase two of the project to accommodate a light touch connectivity analysis that was really focused on how do we connect within your existing system. There is obviously more work to be done to understand how your existing system connects to surrounding communities, such as Marana, such as Tucson, However, you know, with the limited scope that we had, our focus was very much focused on how do we better connect your shared use path system within your geographical boundaries that exist today. And then, of course, what are the financial strategies to maintain and grow the system with emphasis on maintaining the system? So we've talked about this quite a bit. You know, you have high, medium, and low priorities. Again, this is not to indicate that things in the low priority do not matter. They absolutely do matter. And I think as we have shown, as we have gone forward in this project, that different household types, people of different ages, families through seniors have different needs, tying back to the conversation on demographics. And so it's really about right-sizing those elements. And if you're not in the business of providing those services right now, it's probably not a high need. It's not of high importance, and it's also not a huge high unmet need in your community. In terms of, as I mentioned, the household types, you could see that everything that is in the blue is your townwide prioritization. You know, that aligns with townwide, but you can see that there are differences, you know, between the different household types. You can see that after school programs and out of school camps matter to households with young children ages 0 to 9. Whereas they don't necessarily matter to many of the other household types. But again, there is a lot of consistency with regards to the high prioritization of programs and services across all household types. Same exercise with regards to park facility and amenities. Again, this is about ensuring that you right-size your system, focus on opportunities to enhance your system. Trails and open space, obviously, as have been mentioned previously in terms of the themes, resonated as a high priority in your community. Again, low priority does not mean that you don't do it. It's about the fact that you have to right size all of these elements to account for today's population as well as growth. And again, this is where I think you start to see a little bit more expansion of programs or facilities and amenities in terms of high prioritization. There were only two that were outside of townwide on the programs and services, and here you see five. And so it starts to understand that different household types have different needs. Still, though, there is a lot of continuity across many household types within Oro Valley that ties significantly back to the townwide prioritization. So level of service, again, this is a population-based standard. So it is really about recognizing that this goes as your community grows. So as Christia said, the pay-as-you-go philosophy is represented within the level of service simply because you develop you develop park amenities, you expand parks, you invest in new experiences within your existing system as your population grows. And so there are a lot of factors that go into the level of service methodology, but I think one of the key takeaways is to recognize that your HOAs within Oro Valley do contribute significantly. At least in terms of park acreage and some amenities to your existing system, and importantly, kind of in terms of park typology. So as reflected in the executive summary, we really just identified where the town needs to go associated with its park acreage, really focusing on potentially 12 additional acres potentially north of Tangerine Road at some point in the future. This is not necessarily reflected in the plan because we don't feel at this point, without understanding the possibilities associated with Rancho Vistoso in black and white, that this is certainly something that is in that 10 to 15 year horizon. So those 12 additional acres is really tied to a 2035, 2034 population of you being about 55,000 folks. in terms of HOAs. We really want them to focus on neighborhood parks, less on mini parks. So this, of course, is information that can help guide the planning department, community development department within the town of Oro Valley, and how it structures its policy guidelines associated with development within the community. So capital improvements, jumping ahead, we have all discussed these at length, but for those of you who are not aware, we have presented a capital improvement plan that is really focused in three buckets. This ties back to the first bucket is the sustainable bucket, and it's really focused on just taking care of the existing assets within your existing system. Expanded services are where those opportunities, as reflected in many of the concept plans, to add experiences that better meet community need. And visionary is really bigger projects. This could be the expansion of Naranja, even phase one, the renovation of the community center, and the development of the connectivity associated with the shared youth path projects. And so, again, this is the grand total. This is not the prioritization, but these are the grand total needs. Much of these dollars, I think you remember, in the visionary bucket is tied to Naranja Park with a price tag of full build-out price tag of $17 million, and the community center and community center site, which contributed another $13 million. So at the end of the day, those two projects, the community center renovation and the improvements on the site and a full build out of Naranja Park, make up almost 50% of the total capital improvement plan that is reflected in the master plan. However, we all know that this is not financially attainable within the community. And so after many conversations with staff, conversations with you all, as well as town council, we have prioritized and reprioritized the capital improvement plan. And so here you see the prioritized sustainable projects. This is just life cycle replacement. That is a grand total of about $16.5 million associated with just improvements to your system. Again, this is over a 10-year period. This is not something in which you're going to flip the switch and do it all in 2021 and 2022. These need to be programmed out and planned out in your capital improvement plan budget each and every year over the next 10 years. In terms of shared use path prioritization, after much discussion, these were the projects that we had landed on. Tangerine Road to the Rancho Vistoso Community Shared Use Path Extension, the pedestrian bridge across the CDO Wash that connects all the way down to James D. Cray, Naranja Drive Shared Use Path, the La Canada Shared Use Path, and then the entire loop within Rancho Vistoso. So that is a grand total of about $6 million. There are several other projects associated with the shared use path system or recommendations within the master plan, but these are the ones that have been prioritized that in essence create the best opportunity to connect as many people to as many different places as possible, as well as connect the community north to south, as well as east to west. And then the visionary projects. This is the Naranja Park Phase 1, the Community Center Phase 1, and then the Amphi School District Partnership, which allows the opportunity for the town to enter into hopefully a formal partnership with Amphi School District as well as Pima County for the improvement of the Diamond Fields at the Coronado K-8 school. Grand total, $39 million. But as we discussed earlier, and I'm not diving into the nitty-gritty details of the funding, The funding associated with this, all of these prioritized projects, the responsibility of the town, shall we say, who's most responsible for funding this. We've identified the town being in the neighborhood of $25 to $28 million of the $39 million. Other funding strategies will help close the gap between that $28 million, that additional $11 to $13, $14 million that is necessary to fully fund the prioritized projects. So just to share, these are the concept plans associated with the community center that we have landed on. You have seen these a number of times, but these are kind of the key drivers associated with the community center phase one, the single point of entry and improved ADA accessibility that includes the installation of an elevator, improved men's and women's golf locker rooms, improved circulation and the development of covered terrace and flexible exterior space. This is approximately a $5 million project. It is the place to start in terms of improvements. This is the recommendation for the phase one concept plan for the community center. As far as Naranja Park, you can see that everything that is identified in red is all expansion of the park that we're recommending. There are other elements within this concept plan that you can see that either exist or potentially a future phase two or phase three. But the focus for phase one is the two new rectangular multipurpose fields, keeping in mind that these are oversized fields. And so in essence, it doubles the number of rectangular fields at Naranja Park. The development, as Christy mentioned, of a new splash pad, the development of the northern entrance, new parking lot, new restrooms, and other support facilities within the concept plan. And this, I believe, is in the neighborhood of approximately a $10 million investment to implement phase one of Naranja Park. So implementation, and of course, this is where you all will continue to have ongoing conversations about the plan. And as always, we are always available to help along the way. In many cases, we are just offering advice as we have as part of this project. So the implementation strategy, I will not read every last word, but again, I think this ties back to the key themes that we've heard. Maintaining the existing park system, and this is really about ensuring that you have the opportunity to keep up with growth. You aren't going to be a community that loses population. You're not going to be a community that doesn't grow at all. So you still always do have to look to the future. And that 12 acres, though it may be something that you don't necessarily develop until the out years, that you always want to keep an eye on the opportunity to acquire that land if you're in agreement with meeting that standard. Connectivity, obviously trails. Parkland improvements, continuing to upgrade your existing park system to provide generational equity, but also to keep it safe and high quality. I think one of the key themes here is to recognize that, you know, you have limited financial resources, and every community does. You don't want to have a system that you can't manage over the long haul. So it's better to have exceptionally high quality parks and have the number that you have, as opposed to looking to continually expand the system and then spread those resources out so that instead of having A quality parks, and what I mean by A as in the school grading scale, it's better to have A plus quality parks as opposed to a lot of parks that you can only manage at a C level. Those parks have a tendency to end up not getting used, or they get used for the wrong reasons. It's about maximizing productivity and maximizing utilization. And the key to maximizing productivity, and once you're able to identify your community needs and invest in your system in that way, is to continually manage and maintain a system of high quality. In terms of economic development, I failed to mention early on Steam Pump Ranch, but that also does provide opportunities for light touch economic development, as well as the community center, the aquatic center, and Ron Hall Park. One thing that you all have done an exceptional job of over the last 5 years is on the programming side. Much of this has come with the introduction of the community center and the indoor spaces that you now have available to you, but continually understanding the programming alignment with community priorities. So we've done a needs assessment as part of this plan. This doesn't mean that you wait 10 years until you do your next master plan to test the waters with regards to your community needs. It's always one of those things that it's not about engaging the community every 10 years. It's not about engaging the community every 5 years. It's about using tools that you have in your toolkit day in and day out to continually evaluate your programs, and maybe every couple, 3 years, throw a light touch, survey on the community's website, on the town's website, to ensure that you're meeting the needs, that your programming and services align. Programming ebbs and flows. Programming has life cycles. Programming sunsets. And though you've done a great job of really being honed in on the needs of the community over the last 5 years, that's part and parcel, as I said, to the introduction of the community center to your system and having the spaces and places available. But the best parks and recreation departments don't wait for a master plan. They are continually surveying and continually evaluating programs and services. These are much easier things to evaluate and make changes and improvements, I don't want to say on the fly, but much easier to do than how you're going to come up with, potentially $500,000 or $1 million to build something new in a park. And so always keep your eye on the prize when it comes to programming. This is where you have the opportunity to drive experiences, drive advocacy, and have your spaces used. I can't say enough that having high productive spaces is tied to the utilization of those spaces. Operations and staffing, you have an exceptional staff. Christy has done a great job in terms of recruiting employees and empowering employees and training employees. This is, as a recovering director, you're only as good as the people that you get to work with. And that staff is exceptional. They are empowered. They are thinkers. They are continually striving to do their very best. And Christy does an exceptional job of leading the staff. She does not do all the work for them. But continuing that culture within your organization is paramount to implementing this plan. And so I just cannot speak enough to the importance of investing and reinvesting in the employees. Most parks and recreation departments' budgets are made up of 55 to 65% of the total budget is personnel. You are in the people business, and you are in the forever people business. And because you are in the people business, it takes great people to help provide the experiences that are necessary. So again, kudos to staff. I don't think I've mentioned much of that over the course of time, over the course of the master plan, but you have to have the right people in the right place and continue to empower and train them to continue to provide high quality experiences and services to your community. And of course, the last one, but certainly not least, is financing the park system. continue to pursue partnerships, but also the funding that's necessary to support the existing system, the renovation of parks, and the expansion of the shared use path system. This is your charge. This is your focus in terms of the built infrastructure within the plan. All of this very much reflects the community values of the town of Oro Valley residents. And as I mentioned just a bit ago, it's important to continually test the waters to ensure that your strategies within the master plan are achieving the goals associated with the community, but also to ensure that those goals and those priorities haven't shifted. You, I think, are set up in a really nice way in terms of balancing where your system will be in the next 10 years. And of course, at the end of the day, it takes a commitment to the financing of the park system in particular, in this case, because the heavy lift is on the dollars or the capital investment side of the equation. But don't forget about the day-to-day resources that are necessary to support everything day in and day out, whether it's managing it, maintaining it, and providing programs and services. So our next steps, really two after this, unless you say otherwise, town council work session on May 19th, and this will be a discussion in work session format regarding the draft plan, and then shooting for an adoption of the master plan at a town council meeting on June 16th. And at this point, I will take any questions, concerns, comments, suggestions that you may have.
All right. I do have a couple of questions for you, Mr. Spetz. Since we, as a PRAB and also the town council, we were looking to kind of pare back some of the costs of the community center. I was looking at what was sent to us in the presentation today versus what was in the original plans. And is there any differences there, or is that just the same plan?
No, it's, I would say that the only thing that really changed was a reprioritization of the phase one of Naranja Park. I'd have to pull it up, but we were honed in on what we could get for $5 million at the community center and what we could get for about $10 million at Naranja Park. We did in turn, look to, switch some of those or some of the priorities associated with it. But we still feel like we are aligned with community need, aligned with the Sports Alliance, and aligned with the ultimate purpose of trying to maximize the utilization of Naranja Park.
Great. And then just something else that, as I was reading through the packet, in here, it reads that the PRAB was supportive of the preliminary list, and this was back from our meeting in January, that we had a strong desire to complete Naranja Park, and then rather than it being built, as funding becomes available over several generations of residents. I just wanted to kind of reiterate the fact that, yes, Naranja Park, I think, is our number one priority because our town, we really need it. We acquired as Oro Valley acquired Naranja Park 20 years ago, and so it's time to really get the funding in on this. So I just wanted to reiterate, maybe for the town council, because they're going to be discussing it tomorrow, that we appreciate and hope to push them to gather any kind of external funding and make sure that we don't have any new taxes associated with the park master plan. So with that, that's my comments. I want to open up to the board members. Do you have any questions, discussion?
Yeah, I had a comment.
Vice Chair Coyle.
To me, it says what the sense of the PRAB was, but on the March 23rd, kind of the last thing, it mentions that there's a $30 million price tag. There's $28 million of revenue that we can expect. I think it would be good for us to recognize what we've heard from mayor and council, also what Mike has just said in that final chart about the implementation strategy in terms of financing the park system, and also what Council Member Ivy Jones said about the possible discussion tomorrow of the funding sources dedicated to possibly more for Parks and Recs. I think it would be possible to say that we do, I just kind of jotted something down, while at the end of the March 23rd, say something, while the PRAB supports funding estimate, it also a plan that limits existing funding sources and a need for external sources to reach funding requirements. I think we ought to recognize, is what I heard on the 23rd, that we don't want to raise taxes. We think that the larger plan is what we support, but we recognize we've got to work towards getting additional funding sources.
Right. And the other thing I think we want to reiterate was the partnership with Amphi Schools, is that's just a no-brainer. So thank you, Member Vice Chair Coyle. Do we have any other questions from the board? Any discussion? All right. Well, anybody?
Looks like Member Wood has a comment.
Member Wood. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Member Wood. You have the floor.
Oh, thanks. I was just looking at the proposed budget for 21-22, and the sales tax revenue for the 5% that, or the 0.5% that goes to the community center fund, is up to $2,858 or so, up 14% from the prior year. So there's a lot of money flowing in there, and I think that, I mean, this is a 10-year program, and you know, granted, the community center is going to, and the golf course there are going to take quite a bit early on, but once they start fulfilling their capital projects, there should be quite a bit of money left in the years 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to do a lot of this. So it's imperative that we consider that too. Thank you.
I agree with you. I think there's going to be more discussion tomorrow. It is on the agenda tomorrow for the town council. So definitely want to make sure and tune into that. Ms. Diaz Trahan, please.
Thank you, Chair. To reiterate what you said, I think it would be wise for members of the PRAB to tune in to the council meeting tomorrow evening, because they will be discussing a change in the use of that 0.5-cent sales tax. So it expands the opportunity to invest in the park and recreation system itself. And so there's that discussion, and I believe that there'll be further discussion related to, generally speaking, what some of the thought process is. I think, in my opinion, at the end of the day, it's really great stuff. Just stay tuned, right? So please tune in tomorrow. I think it'll be meaningful. And then when we come back in June, I should have some more relevant information that we can talk through as it relates to some of the decision making.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other members of the board have any discussion or questions? I know we've been talking about this for a long time. So any other questions? All right. Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and officially open the floor for public comments. Anyone who is participating through video link may raise their hand. Those on the phone may dial *9. Mr. Leao, do we have anybody wishing to address the board today about the master plans project?
I believe Don McGann's still, yep, he has yep, raised his
there
hand.
There he is. All right, Mr. Gann, you have the floor. Please state your name and if you're a resident of Oro Valley. We can't hear you, Mr. McGann.
You are unmuted, so let's see.
Oh, now he's muted again. Wow. Well, shoot, it was working earlier. Mr. McGann, may I suggest you exit the meeting and come back in, and that might solve the problem. We'll wait for you to do that. All right, do we have any other comments while we're waiting for Mr. McGann?
Chair Clark, you want to remind folks how to raise their hand and if they're participating on the phone?
Sure. So if you're participating on the phone, again, please dial *9. And at the bottom, if you click on participants and you find your name, and you should be able to click raise hand, or it will be there at the bottom of your screen. Okay. Stephanie Mustaine, I hope I pronounced that correctly. You can go ahead and unmute, please, and again, state your name and if you're a resident of Oro Valley. Oh, hold on. There we go. Go ahead. Floor is yours. You have 3 minutes.
All right. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. My name is Stephanie Mustaine, and I am an Oro Valley resident. My family and I have lived here for the past 19 years. We have 3 boys who are now one is in college, one is 16, and one is 15. And my middle son, 16, has appeared before the council on at least 2 different occasions over the years in full support and need for fields and growth of the park system. So they've grown up playing Oro Valley Little League, Dolphins, football, played for Ironwood Ridge, now play for Push Ridge Christian. So just wanted to, and Oro Valley Lacrosse, big members of the lacrosse team as well. And just wanted to go on record that as a longtime family member and kids that are starting to age out, that we still fully support the expansion of Naranja Park and fields within the community. They have been a massive blessing to our family, and fields were definitely a challenge for space for them growing up. So would like to just go on record that we fully support the expansion of that. In addition, when it comes to the community center, my family and I have been a member long before it was even the community center, tennis player and facilities as well. So definitely support the growth there as well. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mustaine. All right, Mr. McGann, let's go ahead and give this a second try. Go ahead and unmute.
Hello.
Aha, we can hear you. Please state your name and whether or not you're an Oro Valley resident.
Yes, my name is Don McGann. I'm a resident of Oro Valley, and I'm representing the Oro Valley Sports Alliance. It's an organization that represents about a dozen town-based youth, senior, and adult programs here in the community. I have a few brief comments related to the draft master plan. First is that, as you probably know, our organization has been critical of some of the interim reports and various documents that have been prepared as part of the planning process. Our goal was certainly to make the plan the best that it could be. We're still concerned that there are some items in the plan that are misleading. The discussion of 581 acres of developed parkland, I think, sends the wrong message in terms of what our true needs are in the community. And we would certainly hope that you would recommend it to the council, and that the department would require some amendments to the plan before it is approved. That said, the Oro Valley Sports Alliance is very much in support of the concept plans for the existing parks. We also support the proposed joint use facilities to be developed by both the town and the amphitheater school district. You know, the concept plans may not be perfect, but we do believe that they reflect community needs and community priorities. Then third and last would be simply that there needs to be better definition to the priorities before the master plan is finalized. And The build out of Naranja Park should be alone and at the top of that priority list. As you know, and if you've been out there, the fields are being literally loved to death. What was grass is no longer there. And so the construction of new lighted fields at Naranja is essential, and we suggest it be the highest priority that the town pursue. So our strongest recommendation to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board is simply that should you choose to recommend approval to the council of the draft plan, that you include as a condition to that recommendation that Naranja Park be the singular highest priority development within the implementation of the plan, with other elements of the plan to follow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Do we have anybody else? Let's see. I'll wait for another moment here before I close. Oh. Fred, I have...
Nakarati.
Thank you very much. Mr. Nakarati, if you could please state your name and whether you are a town resident, you'll have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you. Yes, Fred Nakarati. Thank you for that. I am a resident of Oro Valley. I'm the president of Sports Alliance, and I didn't think I was going to be able to make this meeting tonight. And actually, I'm getting right to go back to a memorial service, so I apologize for not being there. And I appreciate Don taking the lead on this, representing the Sports Alliance. But I just wanted to make sure that I stated my voice, and we concur. And when I say we, the Oro Valley Sports Alliance and our member organizations concur with what Don has stated there. And the Naranja Park should be a priority to this whole plan, and we do want to make sure that's finalized that way. We appreciate working with Pros Consulting and the town, and making this a plan that is more in alignment with our membership. And again, we just want to make sure that priority is more solidified to do that. And then also one thing, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, Don, so I apologize if I'm repeating this part as well, is the relationship with Amphitheater School District for the coexisting for field use and expansion. And then last but not least, I've with my kids, which one is 21 now, another one's 15 and has aged out of the youth sports, but is in high school and beyond. Just wanted to say that, you know, as a resident and as an individual, that I'm also supportive of the park usage, even though we're not using it to our personal point with that. I think it's something that's critical to the success of our future and the town, and we're fully supportive. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other comments from the audience? Just wait another minute here. All right. Wait for another second here. Doesn't look like we have. All right. I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment period. So with regards to agenda item number 2, I would like to recommend a motion that we approve the town approve. I'm sorry. Recommend a motion the town that we approve to the town council. Town council approve the town revises and it makes it. Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the parks master plan, with priority being Naranja Park and the partnership with Amphi School Districts, to the town council of the town of Oro Valley, as outlined again, and the maintenance and replacement park facilities with the plan that will best serve Oro Valley residents for the foreseeable future.
Second.
Do we have any discussion? All right, no discussion. Now that we have the motion and the second, Mr. Liao, can I have a roll call for approval?
Yes, absolutely. Vice Chair Coyle.
Approve.
Member Landau.
Approve.
Member Odell.
Approve.
Member Saleta.
Aye.
Member Temple. Gary, you're muted. One more time for me.
Aye.
Thank you. Member Wood seconded. So Chair Clark.
Aye.
All right.
Brandon, we still need Mr. Wood to vote.
Oh, yeah. My apologies.
Mr. Wood? I wondered about that.
Yeah.
Aye.
Thank you. Glad you didn't change your mind. Thank you, Joe.
All right, very good. Mr. Landau, may have the next item, please.
Yes, absolutely. Get back on track here. Next on the agenda is future agenda items.
Very good. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Board may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. Discussion may be limited to clarification only. Board members, do we have any items that you'd like to add to the future agenda?
I had a question, Chair.
Yes, Chair Coyle.
So just a point of clarification, our next board meeting then is June 15th?
That's correct.
Okay. And as Christy had mentioned, there'll be some discussion tomorrow at Mayor and Council. Would it be a good discussion item for us to have at our next meeting about that topic as discussed at Mayor and Council? If there is additional funding sources, would we want to discuss how we would recommend or amend?
Chair Clark?
Yes, sir.
Bernie Andrews again, and I'm very sorry.
If you want to put something on
a future agenda, we very well can. We can't get into the discussion as to whether we want to or not, or we would like to or not, or the topic itself, but there's not a problem placing it on a future agenda.
All right, then.
Thanks, Jim.
Vice Chair Coyle, if you'd like to add that on the future agenda item, please do.
Chair Clark, can I get a definitive statement regarding Vice Chair Coyle's request?
We can work that up, Ms. Tomey. I think basically to have a discussion after the council based on what they come forward with in their discussion. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but we can work up that idea.
And just to be more specific, in their discussion of the half-cent sales tax and possibly reallocating some of the funds for Parks and Recreation, is that correct, Vice Chair Coyle?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, Councilor.
All right. Anybody else, any member have a future agenda item you'd like to post? All right, hearing none. All right, as I see,
Chair Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may, before we leave, you are running a very efficient shop and I wanted to have a comment right after the vote. And so I'll do my best. And if Joe, you need to slap my hand, go for it. I just wanted to say thank you, a sincere thank you to everyone for all of the work that you've done from the board to the members. And I also see that one of our former board members who was a chair, Jack Stennett, is on board. And he also did a lot of work for our park and recreation system. So I want to give him a shout out. So that was all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Astrian. All right. Anybody else? Going once, going twice? All right. Seeing no further business, may I have a motion to adjourn at 7:09 p.m.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Saleta.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Coyle. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you so much. We will see you at our next Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting on June 15th. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Chair Clark.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.